G'day, my name is Eckhard Ulofse, the Industrial Relations Specialist for the RMI in the Eastern Cape and Southern Cape. We are all familiar with what a medical certificate is and that in essence it is the employee's manner in communicating any form of incapacity to the employer. This does not excuse the employee to still verbally communicate the intended absenteeism to the employer and then to gain authorization from the employer to be absent. In general, an employee has a common law duty to report for work and to be present at work. As per the main agreement, currently still awaiting promulgation, an employee is given 3 days from the date of returning back to work to hand in the medical certificate to the employer. As per the main agreement, an employee is required to produce a medical certificate if he or she has been absent from work for more than 1 day or more than 2 occasions in an 8-week cycle. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act, or in short the BCEA, however stipulates that an employee must obtain a medical certificate from his or her medical practitioner if absent from work for more than 2 occasions or days, either consecutively or 2 occasions in an 8-week cycle. Where an employer and an employee belong to the MIPCO Sick, Accident and Maternity Pay Fund, the employee is compelled to obtain a medical certificate from day one of the absence to validate payment under this fund. By now, we have also experienced that medical certificates can be issued by, but not limited to, the following parties. Number one, a doctor or hospital. Number two, a clinic. And number three, a traditional healer. In terms of Section 23 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, a medical certificate must be issued and signed by a person who is certified to diagnose and treat patients, for example, doctors and nurses. A traditional healer may also issue a medical certificate containing the same information. The provision for doctors, nurses, and traditional healers issuing medical certificates is that they must be registered as practitioners with a relevant medical or traditional healers council, which is established by means of an Act of Parliament. The requirement for such a medical certificate is that it contains the name and qualifications of the attending practitioner or healer. In essence, all medical certificates should contain the same information, even those issued by a clinic. Medical certificates issued by clinics must, however, not be confused with attendance notes issued by clinics. Attendance notes are not acceptable as an indication of incapacity and cannot justify payment for any form of sick leave. A medical certificate should, in all instances, indicate the date of consultation, dates of incapacity, and indicate that the employee was unfit for duty according to the medical practitioner's expert opinion. When an employee decides to consult a traditional healer, an employee may submit a note from such a traditional healer and the same information as per a medical certificate should be contained. The only difference in such a scenario is that the traditional healer must indicate his or her registration number with either one of the two councils where traditional healers have to register. It is no secret that staff at times hand in fraudulent or altered medical certificates. Should an employee via disciplinary process be found guilty of such misconduct, it could lead to such an employee's immediate dismissal. It must also be noted that there might be the odd medical practitioner that unethically issues medical certificates. In instances such as this, it would not be unfair if an employer sets out via memo to staff that medical certificates from such medical practitioners will not be accepted. As a medical certificate is only a document, an employer has the right to inquire with the author of such document as to the authenticity of the medical certificate or that document, especially in instances where an employee's record shows frequent absenteeism from work. We trust you find this podcast informative. We urge you to make contact with your regional industrial relations specialist for any further inquiry on this topic and any other labour-related inquiry you might have. Thanks for listening.